Nothing makes a speaker feel better than everybody walking out on.
Are any of you old enough to remember? Are any of you old enough to remember the meme, I guess you would call it, where someone would say something extraordinary, hard to believe, and another person would say, "No way." And he would answer, "Way." I never quite got that one, and I guess it's not as old as I thought, but that's what our lesson is about. In fact, that's what our whole year of lessons is about, way. Okay, the way. "A voice cries," Isaiah wrote, "in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, and make straight in a desert his highway for God." So for the rest of the year, when I preach, I am going to preach on the way in various different aspects. You might call this Christian basics. You might call it any number of things, but I'm just going to use the biblical term, the way. Okay? What is the way, and how do we implement the way in our lives? And today, we're going to do the way. Next time, the Lord willing, we'll do faith. Don't anybody write down this list. I reserve the right to change it as time goes on. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about the way. So if you go, "No way," Steve, will you go, "No way" for me?
No way.
Way. Way. Do we all know what that means? I finally got it. Okay, so way. All right, give me a way. All right. The way, incidentally, is near as we can tell, particularly if we read the book of Acts, the first thing the church called itself. Okay? It didn't seem to have called itself the church. They didn't seem to, certainly didn't call themselves Christians. They called themselves a way. And over in Acts we see that. You'll remember when Saul of Tarsus, you know, was persecuting the church, he was still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, and went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue at Damascus. You know this story, right? Okay. So that when he found any belonging to the way. My Bible capitalizes way, just like it would capitalize church. Men or women, that he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. So what is this way? Now, if you've been in Bible class with me, you have probably heard me say something like this. When the Apostle Paul, as Saul of Tarsus came to be known, preached, he preached from the Old Testament. Okay, and I have mentioned a number of times that I'm absolutely convinced that he could take anyone and prove that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah from the Old Testament. Okay, and so we're going to talk about Christianity from an Old Testament point of view. Now, if that sounds harsh, and you kind of ruined me in class this morning here with 1 Samuel 15. If that sounds a little harsh, we're not going to get harsh, okay? We're going to find out, I think, I hope as we go through this year, that while Christianity is revolutionary and the gospel is the good news, that it didn't just appear, that the Lord told his people about it almost from the beginning. Okay, so we're going to go to the Old Testament. If you read Psalms 119, and this is just the first set of stanzas, okay, Aleph, it's an acrostic poem, the longest chapter in the Bible. It's a psalm about the way of the Lord. And so I've just picked this part. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. So they have a way, and God has a way, and these ways become the same. "And oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping with your statutes, then I shall not be put to shame. Having my eyes fixed on all your commandments, I will praise you with an upright heart. When I learn your righteous rules, I will keep your statutes. Do not forsake me." So that's kind of what we're talking about here. That when Jesus came and talked about the way, okay, the gate, For enter the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. He wasn't just speaking, you know, making this up. Okay, this had a basis in what the people that listened to him had been taught, what the Lord had been revealing since the beginning. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. So we get this idea, don't we? We can kind of visualize a first century city protected by walls. That was the best way to protect a city up until the time that gunpowder and cannon were invented. Okay, nobody does it anymore. Okay, it just doesn't work. But then it worked, and then you had the gate, and you had a road leading into the gate. And if you wanted to get into the city, you couldn't go to the left or the right of the way of the road. You had to go in through the gate. It's a little bit different with barbed wire fences. Have you ever noticed that? If you don't mind getting your blue jeans torn up, you can climb a barbed wire fence. Okay. Well, these stone walls, you couldn't do it. They were made to not be climbed. And so we get the idea of a way, okay, a path, a road. We might even call it a highway today. In fact, we do call it a highway. Broadway is the broad, yeah, it's a wide way, a wide road. Not as wide as we would like anymore, but, you know, all kinds of ways, and that's what we're talking about. But it comes through Jesus, but it also comes through God all from the beginning, nearly. Thomas said to him, you'll remember this before the crucifixion, says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. You know, Jesus had told him, says, I'm going to have to leave you. Okay? But then he said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And Thomas says, well, Lord, we don't know the way. Okay? When you go, we don't know what path to find. Did he take a highway 34, or did he go up 30, or did he go down 1570? What's the road that leads to your place down there, Paul? 2101? Did he go down 2101? I'm pretty sure he didn't go down 2101, no. And by the way, Paul knows this. If you go down 2101 with Google Maps, there's a road that leads across to Paul's house. Okay? I'm not going to tell you not to take that road. I'm just going to tell you that there ain't no road, right? Yeah, it's a fib. It's a lie. It's when you go to Paul's, it's not the way to Paul's. Is there a barbed wire fence down that? Is that what it is?
There is on our property.
Okay, yeah, it's just not the way. If you want to go the way, you got to go down to Wayland and over and up to get to their house. Maybe is there a back way? Yeah, okay. But you got to go the way. You've got to go. You get what we're talking about here. It's the way. How can we know the way? We don't know where you're going. In other words, if I say, meet me, and I don't tell you what city I'm going to be in, you just don't know where to go. You go to Dallas, and I'm in Silver Springs. Okay? All right. Understand the issue. And of course, Jesus says those famous words, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So not only where I am going is your way to get where I am going, it leads to me, but then it also leads to the Father. It's the way. I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. That is what Jesus is talking about. Okay. So what is the way? The way that we read about in Psalms, the way that we read about in Isaiah, the way that Jesus talks about, the way that Thomas asked about, what is it? Okay, it's not Highway 34. I've been down Highway 34. You just end up in Quinlan, and we know that's not the place that we want to be, right? Yeah, well, we don't want to be there. It's not Highway 34 the other way. You end up in Wool City, and that's really not where we want to be. And it's not 30. Well, what is the way? You know, it's kind of important. Joe, I hate to break this to you. You can't find the way on Google Maps. Okay? When I put in my house, and then I put in Pecan Grove Church, it tells me three different ways to go. Have you ever noticed that? Okay? And it doesn't tell me the best way to go. It just tells me the shortest way to go. What we're talking about is like a map, okay, but it is not a map, it's a path, okay? Now, we don't use paths as often as they did because we have roads. And we don't, have you ever noticed, we don't walk on the roads, we drive on our roads, okay? And if we want to go to Paul's house, we're not going to get to that point where the Google Map says turn right, then this not road, and we're going to say, well, I'll just walk down this way, because that's the shortest way. We drive and we go around, don't we? We drive and we go around. Well, a path to, at that time, would be, cows make paths. Sheep make paths. Have you ever been out in a pasture and you see where they walk? And for some reason, they all tend to walk in the same way, in the same place. When I bought my land, there was some sloping land that had gone down, goes down to a stock pond, and they had made a path straight down the slope, and they had beaten it down, and it got deeper and deeper, and then erosion took over, and I had a nice gully. Had to get a bulldozer out there to fill it in. Well, that's what it is. If you walk at night out in the country, okay, you get to where your eyes get used to the darkness, your pupils dilate, and you find that you can follow these paths, okay? Whereas a person who doesn't know what they're looking for just gets out in the middle of pasture and walks in whatever way until they hit a barbed wire fence and they go over to turn right or turn left, you can follow the path. That's kind of the idea. Okay? It's a marked, discernible conveyance. That's not really the right word, is it? It's a marked, discernible path that leads us where we want to go. It's a map. Okay? It's a map. The way is a map, all right, that leads from where we are through Jesus to God. Okay, have you ever thought about that? It's a map to God. It's how to get there. Okay? All women know that men hate to ask for directions. The reason we hate to ask for directions is because maps aren't good enough. Okay, they need to be better. Right, Clyde? Yeah. We don't want to be asking for directions. It admits weakness and the fact that we don't know where we are. And we don't want anybody to know that we don't know where we are, especially when we don't know where we are. Well, you women, we're all a little bit like that spiritually, aren't we? The way, and I'm talking about the same thing that Paul went up to persecute. I'm talking about the same thing that's talked about in Psalms and Isaiah. The way of the Lord is a map. Okay? It's there so that we don't have to wander aimlessly. Wander aimlessly. It's a choice. Okay. Now, let me see. I got to get my thing right. If we drive out here to 1570, have I got that road right? Jack Finney? We have a choice. Is we can go left to the country club. Okay. We can go right to Highway 34, or I don't know if you notice it, you can jog just a little bit and you go down into that housing area. Okay. Well, which is the right way? Right, left, or jog? It depends on where you want to go, doesn't it? Okay? It depends on where you want to go. For a long time, I'm going to tell a little story on Rita. They always turned left, even though it was farther, because she didn't like that ramp getting onto Interstate 30, right? If they made it better now, do you go that way sometimes? No, not often. Okay, all right. The way to get to her house, the way to get to my house, the way to get to God. Okay? It's a choice. We have a choice of which way we go because we are not like men when they're driving in a new place and don't know where, you know, don't want to ask directions. We're not left without a knowledge of the right way. Because that's what we're really talking about, the correct way. Okay, you know, if you want to go to L3, which way do you turn? Judd? Left, yeah. If you go right, you're going to go a long way. You're going to end up on Interstate 30, and it's just not ever going to get your way. And if you jog and go into the housing area where Richard and Gail used to live, as near as I can remember, it turns around two or three different places and just comes out about where you started. Okay. It's a choice. Okay. We have a choice to go. Okay. It's also a goal, isn't it? Okay. The way is a goal. We want to get to the location that we want to be. And what is the goal? Well, Jesus told us. You know, it has to do with a mansion. It has to do with a place that he has prepared for us. It has to do with getting to heaven. Now, I don't know if you remember that list that I put up, but one of the facets of the way that we're going to talk about over the next few months is glory. Okay? It's the road to glory. So when we sing the song, I'm in the glory land way, the way goes to the glory land, and I'm on the way, I'm in the way, I'm moving along the way, I'm not going the other way, I'm going the right way. Now look around. Come on, just look a little around. Okay. For Pecan Grove, this is the way. Okay. It doesn't really look like a path, does it? But it is a path. You know, the road out here that we got paved a few years ago isn't the way. Okay? We are the way. We are going together. We are helping one another together. We are on the same path. You remember the story of Jesus when he was young and they went down to Jerusalem? And they left him? You remember that story? And the reason they did is because the whole group of people, I guess the people all from Nazareth, were traveling together and they thought Jesus was there and they were all going on the same way. Okay, well, that's what we want to be. We want to be people traveling that way. We just don't want to be people that forgot Jesus. Because without Jesus, it's not the right way, no matter where it's going. Okay, it's not the right way. It's a group. And it's a way of doing things. From the beginning of the church, from the beginning of the way, there have been aspects of Christianity, there have been aspects of Christians which have bound them together that they lived lives which are similar, not only to each other, but similar to Christ. Okay? What are some of the things? Well, we're going to talk about some of the things. Faith is a big part of the way. Trust. Love is a big part of the way. Patience is a big part of the way. Just think. I found this so helpful in my life. Just think of that dear departed Christian in your childhood or your teenage years, or in whatever years, that person who you looked at and said, he or she has got it right. I can pattern my life after that person, okay? And I hope we've all got somebody like that. Maybe we've got more than one person that when we get a little bit lost, we can say, well, what would Sally do? Or what would Jim do? Why? Because they personify the way. Okay. It's almost like they're a car, and we say, they're going to Sulphur Springs. I'll just follow them. I don't know the way, but I can just follow them, and I'll get to Sulphur Springs. That's what we're talking about in a real, in reality. Okay. The way is a way of life. The way is a way of moving. It's an attitude, a love, A caring about people, an implementation of what Christ taught us, the golden rule, okay? All these things which he taught us, it's putting it into action. And the interesting part about it is, even though you guys are facing this way, and you people are facing that way, and y'all are facing that way, and there's probably somebody in here who's not facing any way at all, we're all going in the same direction because we're all in the way. The bright and shining way. We're all in the glory land way. Because it's really a method of living, isn't it? Okay. Now, isn't it interesting when we hear a term like a method of living, we kind of divorce from that things like faith, things like confession, things like baptism, things like hope. That doesn't seem to be to kind of fit. Well, that's not the way thinking, because they fit perfectly. Okay? They fit perfectly. You're out and you come across a road and it says Sulphur Springs this way. Most of us are going to go down that way if we want to go to Sulphur Springs. Okay? But guess what? Somebody could have just put that sign up. It could be a prank. It could be wrong. It could be all kinds of things. You know, one of the things in World War II that the Germans did was they changed the roadsides around. You know? Changed the roadsides around. And so we have to trust that whoever put that road sign did it correctly. And that if I follow that sign and this is the way to Sulphur Springs, that I'll get there. So really, the way is based in trust. It's based in faith, okay? It's also based in who else is on the way with you, okay? If you look around in your life and you're following people that don't sound like they're following Jesus, don't act like they're following Jesus, you may want to look and see if you've gotten off the way. Has anybody ever gone all the way from here to Sulphur Springs on Interstate 30, but not taking Interstate 30, taking the access road? Have you ever done that? No, you haven't. You haven't made it the whole way. Because as Glenn and Rita will tell you, if you get on 30 down here at Walmart, but you don't get on it, you stay on the access road, you're going to go over there by the Mexican food restaurant, and you're going to stop there by the Exxon station and the old FINA that's no longer open anymore, and you're going to go down there by the ex-Holiday Inn, see all these businesses that didn't take the way. Okay, you're going to go down by the ex-Holiday Inn, and where are you going to end up? By Mary of Puddin' Hill. And it stops, doesn't it? It's not the way. Okay? It's not the way. I bring that here because Glenn and Rita have dealt with that access road their whole, as near as I can tell, their whole lives. Okay? Yeah. In fact, you all used to go up to 50 and cross over and come back down, but now you come down the access road the wrong way, don't you? But you can't come all the way because it's not the way. It looks like the way. You can see the way from here. You know, there it is. They're going. The other day, well, it's been 4 or 5 months, there was some construction down on 30 down about where you turn off the Glens, and it was backed up, and I was in my pickup, and there were the ruts, and I just got off and went on the access road. Okay? But it's not the way. Okay? It's not the way. It's not the method of living. Okay? If you're with people, okay, that aren't living the way, you need to ask yourselves, am I really on the way? Or is this just the access road that's going to come to the Sabine River? Okay, and end. Is it going to be a dead end? Make me to know your ways, O Lord, the psalmist wrote. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. And that psalmist, David, when he prayed that, that prayer was answered. Okay? It wasn't really answered in David's time. It was answered in Jesus' time. The final teaching of the Lord's way was Jesus. Okay? But there's a path in the Old Testament. There's a lot of paths in the Old Testament. But one of them leads to Jesus. As we read the Old Testament, that's one of our main goals, is to find the way in the Old Testament, the way of the Lord, the way that leads to God, and the way that leads to Jesus. There's other paths. Okay? There's other paths. We read of Solomon. You know, he started off in the way and he turned from the way. And Samuel's, we're looking at Saul, who was, you know, the Lord's man for a while, but he got off. He got a killer. You know, he got all messed up. Didn't stay on the way. That's the end. I'm sorry. So this year, okay, when I get up here, we're going to talk about way kind of things. Okay? What are the way kind of things? What are the maps? What are the people? What are the aspects? What are the ways of living which have to do with Christ? So I hope this is, it will be helpful to you, and it will solve the one difficulty which I have. Now I don't have to think of a lesson for 11 more months. Okay, so there you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John, for a good lesson. I like the part especially about we all have people that we are watching and mentoring that we follow in our lives. And a lot of those people have gone on before us and are still pointing the way by the lives that they lived. Of course, we know the way is Christ. But this is a time where we formulate a prayer for those who may have special needs. And on our list, we have Cody. We're thankful to appreciate all y'all's prayers for him when he had pneumonia, and he reached over and grabbed my pad and wrote, feeling better. So, and he is feeling better, but still, I think cerebral. I think Tim had it and Sharon something, but I don't know if it was the flu, and I had something, and I appreciate all your prayers for us when we were down. And I know that some people, several people this year,